Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Artist Bill Harrison this morning, the Johnny Johnson mural will be dedicated on Saturday, and we're going to talk about that. Bill, it's good to have you here this morning.
Good
morning.
Long time no see.
I was going to say, I said to you when you walked in, this is one of the easiest shows I've ever done. I've been with you for the last, about 3 weeks of actually painting, but then all the lead up to it. This is a story that goes back, what is it? Was it 2018.
Yeah, originally painted in 2018. Originally, actually, even back a year further, they wanted to see if I could include Johnny into the mural on the site of Sammy T's, which I had done in 2017.
Yeah.
And we looked at that, and it was just too difficult. There was just no real way to put him in there.
To where it looked normal, I guess.
Yeah, or natural.
Comfortable. Yeah,
so, natural. So it actually was sort of worked out great that they found that wall. And that wall is along the Civil Rights Trail and right down the street from Johnny's church. However, we ended up picking a bad wall. No way to foresee what had happened, which was moisture was gathered up into those walls originally, and it just eventually peeled off. Peeled off way quicker than it should have.
Yeah, I remember a few years in, all of a sudden you started, because I remember you saying, I saw you somewhere, and we were talking about it, and the hope was maybe it had just started and that might be all, but it just kept getting worse and worse.
Yeah, I saw online a lot of people blamed me for that, and it peeled all the way down to the cinder block. Like, it was like 18 layers of paint were peeling off, and there was just nothing you could do about it. So what they did is the Rap Arts Group decided, hey, we really want this mural, and not only do we want the mural, but we want it exactly where it was. So they came up with a really good plan. Jay Hollowell from Habilis manufactured these wood panels to go over top of the original mural, like with a few inches in between. So it's not going anywhere.
Doing it on panels was so different than I've done so many murals with you, of where you're having to, you're dealing with bricks and you're dealing with windows and you're dealing with things coming outside the building.
It couldn't have been any easier. I mean, I've never painted a mural that was so... The surface was so nice, because like you said, normally you're doing cinder block brick or whatever. You're dealing with windows, doors, cracks, all kind of things. And the surface is definitely not straight. This was, if I didn't do a good job, it was my fault, because the surface was great.
No, it was, had I not seen you do so many murals on so many different surfaces to see this was almost... It was almost just like being on a canvas, just a large canvas in front
was.
Of everybody.
And, you know, they're actually... Besides canvas, original oil paintings can be painted on what they call like Masonite boards or gesso boards, which are very similar to exactly what we painted on. But it was great. It really was a great thing. It was really good dealing with Rap Arts. They really made it easy on me. They provided the scaffolding, primed the wall. Just all I had to do was show up and paint.
Yeah. Which has to be nice, because I saw that when you're dealing, and as we go along this morning and talk about just kind of some of the nuts and bolts of everything, there's a lot as far as transporting things and planning and knowing what you need for the next day, and to have some of the basics done was
nice. There's
nice.
A couple days you have to do before you ever get there, planning it, like you said. It's almost like planning a house, like you have the blueprint and it's in scale, and so there'll be a scale, in this case a scale rendering of it, so that once I get there I know exactly where everything's got to go. In this case, the scale was just over the original photograph, if that makes sense. But I think you did a great job of listing all the things leading up to that, from the photographs or the video of the photograph and the grids and all those things.
That was fascinating. When we come back from the break, we'll talk more about how you did the grid and everything. But boy, knowing you were going to do this for so long, and then I was as anxious as everybody because once they put the panels up, you know, in the kind of mid spring, it was like, when's he going to start? And you kept saying to me that it was an overnight temperature.
Yeah,
thing.
So one of the paints I use, which is a very specific type of paint, like an oil paint, it's called Naukin, has to be 55 overnight. Now, 55 overnight, it's that means it's like near 90s during the day.
Right.
So a lot of people are like, why did you wait till it be so hot? But I really had no choice. And it wasn't bad. We were there early in the morning, and it was pretty cool. Really in the 70s, the weather was not an issue.
No, because I kept watching then the weather, and it was so up and down, and we really had some rainy periods and kind of leading up, and but once you got started, the weather really cooperated.
We got really lucky that way. Yeah, there was no rain, one cloudy day, I believe, but it was perfect. It was almost like we waited to exactly the right time, and I think it was a 3-week process once we were out there. So, yeah, went great.
Yeah. Knowing that you were going to do this and then just waiting and putting all the pieces together, now that it's done, it's got to be a great feeling to know that it's you've redone it.
You know, it's funny. You don't see it without the scaffolding until the scaffolding is gone.
Yeah.
And then they just hope like, oh, boy, I hope I don't see something I missed or like, God, I would have done that different. And so far I've walked by it a couple times and took some photos of it, and I feel pretty good about it. I did the best I can do. Like,
it looks great.
Yeah, I think so. And I had the original photograph from the first mural that I was comparing it to, so I felt like I was trying to do a better job. And because of like the surface, I should have done a better job. I should have done better than the original one, which I think I did.
Yeah. No, it was in it was to have the photograph that you used the first time and then the mural that you did the first time. That was really interesting seeing you always had those two pictures up there.
Yeah, I was surprised how much I used the original photograph of the original mural. I didn't see any purpose to that, but once I had it there, I was like, oh, okay. I was able to see, okay, this I did this that time, you know, just some small things. I was able to figure it out, but it was really helpful having both.
You said to me the other day that once you were done, and before you took the scaffolding away, you were going to stand there and you looked at it with a mirror. We'd look at it with a mirror. Did you do that?
You know what? I didn't. I normally,
to me, that sounded like just a fascinating thing.
Well, so the difference with a mural compared to like a painting is you're so close. Getting down off of the scaffolding is like basically seeing it like in a mirror, because when you're painting something that large, you don't see it anyway.
Yeah.
So getting down off the scaffolding and looking at it is basically the same as looking at it with a mirror. But if I had one, I probably would have done it. I just didn't have one.
Well, it looks
well,
terrific.
Because you kind of touched it up at the end there.
At the end, I saw a few things.
Yeah, there were a few things.
I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, I know.
But
thanks
you
for
gave
doing
me the brush, and right. I kind yeah. of touched
I
up
left
a little
you alone
things.
For an hour or two, and you were able to fix all my mistakes.
Bill Harris here this morning. When we come back, we'll talk about some of the nuts and bolts of how you do it, because the gridding, the grid that you created, and it's fascinating to do that. We're also going to talk about Art Attack that is coming up this fall. We'll do that too this morning with Bill Harris from Liberty Town Arts Workshop. The Johnny Johnson Mural Art Focus. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Bill Harris here this morning. The Johnny Johnson mural, the artist behind the Johnny Johnson mural. You can see it right now on Sophia Street. It will be dedicated 10 o'clock on Saturday. Yeah. So you found out, I guess at some point, they gave you the dimensions of what it would be, or
no, not exactly. Not exactly. I mean, I knew roughly what it would be, and then once they put up the panels, I just had to go down there and measure it and figure it out, and then adapt the photograph. And you did a good job videotaping that, the photograph to the size of
that
the
was
mural.
Just fascinating how that was, because we did it on your you showed me on your kitchen table,
yeah,
and then to go down and look at how just a regular piece of paper, you had grids, and then were able to translate that and make the conversion.
Yeah, it's really the only way to do it when you have something that big. I mean, some smaller murals you can project, but that one, the grid is really the only way. And I've gridded my whole life in regular paintings and even little 8x10 paintings. It's a really traditional way of doing it. A lot of people don't like it. But it actually makes things go faster. It's not that complicated, and it does make the only real way to do it. It's really the only way to do it was the grid.
I remember, I think I did like the Road Runner, in grade school by doing the grid. And when you do it, it's just it's when you're not an artist and you learn how to do it and you actually see it turn out, it's a great feeling.
It's a great feeling, yeah. It guarantees that the drawing is accurate, and once the drawing is accurate, then you're just basically coloring in.
Yeah.
You know, I was trying to remember like how I learned to do all that stuff, and I don't remember. I don't remember. Like one of the first murals I did, I freehanded it, and it was awful. This is like 1992. I did some ones prior to that, but this is on the outside of a building, and it was big. I just got up there and started freehanding it, and God, that was so bad. It looked terrible.
Well, just to get the dimensions of something so big, because even now, if you drive by and look at that mural, you see it, but you get up close, you just see how everything had just how the dimensions have to be to make it look normal.
Yeah, yeah, you're just breaking it down into smaller squares. You know, but that's the only way to do it.
It was interesting with this one, especially that you made changes, small changes to things that you saw this time that you didn't see the last time.
Yeah, and I think you did a good job of videotaping that one where one of his paintings.
Yeah,
I just saw things. I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know why I didn't see it before, but I think there were some figures in there, people in there that I didn't see, that I basically just turned it into an abstract painting. So yeah.
It's hard to tell with the angle of the picture, but as you talked about it, and you just kept looking at it, like you could see that there was was something like that.
You know, it's funny, in my class, that's one of the things I teach people, and I still learn, is a lot of what artists do is the first thing is seeing it. Like it's a lot of a visual thing, and then when people start painting, they start seeing things differently, like just in everyday life. Like you see value in color and shape and things like that that you wouldn't otherwise see. So what happened to me was I just somehow I saw what I didn't see the first time, which was interesting for me.
I felt in my case, having spent so much time with you as you did it, it was almost to me like I was like part of an art class.
Yeah.
Because you would see things on his face and say, I wanted. There either were some lines that kind of changed the contour of his face, or even you would change some colors around so it was a kind of softer color.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, it doesn't take much to change somebody's like you could change like a frown to a smile really easily.
Yeah,
it's interesting doing that because you actually can change the emotion of somebody's face really easily with doing hardly anything.
I saw that one day you added a couple of lines to his face. And it changed. It became, much more. Caring might be a little strong, but it definitely changed the look of his face.
Yeah. So, what's interesting about a mural like that? And it seems like a lot of the murals I do, they're portraits.
Yeah.
They're big portraits. And so, like, if I was just painting an average guy, I was already there. He looked like a guy, but now it's trying to make it look exactly like that guy, and that's a little trickier.
Yeah.
Like a portrait is a whole different animal compared to a mural, but somehow maybe that's my thing is I end up doing both. You know, a lot of the murals I do are portraits and murals at the same time.
You would talk about how the layers it was going to, you on several times you would say, we were up close and you would say, don't pay any attention to this. I know it looks awful.
Yeah.
And by the third coat, it's going to be fine.
Yeah,
and it was true.
That's sort of funny. Is a lot of commission murals that I do, like in people's homes, or I have to really warn them, like, "Hey, look, it's going to look ugly. You're going to regret hiring me. You think you made a big mistake? Just give me a break. Hang with me. Give me like a week or two." But they often will look ugly for 80% of the time, and then at the end, you sort of bring it all together. It's just Gabe's a good friend of mine. I don't think his murals are that way. I think his look good right from the beginning, and they just keep looking better. Mine just tend to look awful from the beginning, and then
they grow on you.
Yeah,
everything gets. And this one, if you have not been over on Sophia Street, you want to go over there and take a look at it because it really sticks out. Right across from the old warehouse.
Right. Once you come over the Chatham Bridge, if you look to the left, it's basically on the corner of Sophia. I think a mural. At its best, we'll take a wall. Like, look, if that mural wasn't there, you'd never look at that wall. It was just an ugly gray wall. Mm-hmm. So I think that a mural at its best will add something really interesting to a wall that otherwise you wouldn't even notice.
And I didn't notice until we were at least halfway through and you said, you told me there's with the Civil Rights Trail, mm-hmm. and there's a sign now right across from the Civil Rights Trail with a picture of the first mural.
Not to make it hard, and like, so now people can look at the original photograph and look at my mural at the same time and see if I'm any good at what I do. That's interesting. I think my name is in that sign too, right?
So yeah,
mm-hmm. I had to do the mural.
You had
to. I was
going to
say, what would happen had I not done it? Because they put that up in February. So if I had said, nah, get somebody else to do it, then they would have.
What was so interesting to me, Bill, too, as you did this, is here's somebody like you who's been an artist for a while, has done murals all around town, and you know, you would look at things and say, you would see things that you didn't see the first time, and you would admit, you know, I missed that the first time.
Yeah,
and it's not as though, I guess, as an artist, you never arrive. It's never as though you get better,
yeah, right.
But it's not like I've got all the answers to this and let me do this.
Yeah, I think, you know what, and I always relate, it's just a painting. So it's a big painting on a big wall, but it's like any size painting. They're all puzzles. And I like that about art. I like the challenge of solving that puzzle. And even though I did it, the same puzzle back in 2018, it was almost all new again and all new challenges. And, you know, I get nervous even like before I start, like, Do I know what I'm doing here? Yeah. Am I going to be able to do this? And I think probably most artists feel that same way. But then once you get into it, then you're like, oh yeah, I got this. And
I'm sure.
But leading up to it, it's very like a little nerve wracking. Like
right, because you're looking at first, it was just it was a white wall, and then there was the base, the brown.
Yeah.
And then you put the grids in, and then you started to. You kind of sketched out, just with some black paint.
And the only reason we did the black paint is so in case it rained, and it would wipe the grid away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny, leading up to it, you get a little nervous, and then now I feel good. I'm done. I did the best I could.
Yeah.
It's a relief almost, I suppose, to be finished. And you know me, I complain the whole time, like, this is the last mural I'm ever going to do.
I hear that all the time.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, for 20 years I've been saying, this is the last mural I'm ever
going to
do.
And I keep hoping, though. You got one more in you.
I got a couple, probably.
You got one more. You had some help this time from some of your students.
I did, yeah.
They were a huge help.
A huge help. They probably cut a week and a half off of my job. Hmm. And you know, they say they're students. They're really good artists. They're really accomplished artists, all of them. I had four helpers. Maria was the biggest because she was there every day, but Andrea, Ava, and Olga were there. And for them, it was a learning experience. And what I was saying earlier when we were off air was that it was really in the spirit of Johnny, you know, to because they were there a lot to learn. None of them had ever worked on a mural before. So like Maria, for example, wants to go off and do other murals. And that's such in the spirit of Johnny Johnson, which is...
Yeah.
Sharing information so that they can go on and do their own thing with it. And that's what it was. But I think there was a lot of that, but they also had a lot of input too, which made it more interesting for them, where they were making artistic decisions. And I let them do that because they were great decisions. They were probably better than I would have done. And again, spirit of Johnny, that's exactly what he would have done. And I said to you off air, I met Johnny for the first time painting a mural. I was painting a mural. It's no longer there. It was across the street from his church on the corner of Hanover and Sophia, Dan Finnegan's old pottery studio.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was one of the first murals I had done outside in Fredericksburg. But he came up and was just, hey, what are you doing? You know, and gave me some really good advice. Like he was helping me because I hadn't done that many murals at that point. This is the late 90s. So it's interesting how it made a full like circle.
Yeah.
Him kind of helping me with a mural a long, long time ago, and now me being able to share what I know with other people that they can now maybe go on and do their own thing with it.
That's so interesting because, too, I got a great picture that now even means more of you and Maria mm-hmm. looking at and she's pointing something out to you.
Yeah.
And I did see that where it was you gave them a lot of latitude of, well, try that, see what you think of that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe that's just the kind of boss I am. I want it to be interesting for them. And,
yeah.
And you know, I don't want to be a tyrant out there. Like, we got to do it this way. This is the only way. This is my way. No, I mean, they're artists. They had great input, and they made the mural better. You know, better than if it was just me working on my own. And again, they're artists in their own right. It's not they're just students. They had worked on a lot of artwork. Just not murals.
Yeah. Oh, it was. Yeah. No. It was. I did. There was the Saturday when they were doing some framing in, and the whole way. I know you all were kind of communicating, and it was. It really was a communication. Should want, hey, you want to try this?
Yeah, and I think that's what that's a beauty of art. It can be that way. It's not like a, you know, a dictatorship where I'm controlling everything. It was a group effort, and without them, I'd still be out there painting right now. I couldn't have possibly been here.
Yeah, in the heat too.
Right,
and even though you did it in the early mornings and some of those hot days, it's still was hot.
Yeah, and you know, more than any mural I've ever done, this one was interesting partly because of you being there all the time videotaping and asking questions. I think people felt a part of it. I had people come up and say, hey, I've been enjoying the videos, and I think they made a stronger connection to the mural because of that, and they feel part of it. It's not like just seeing the finished product. You're seeing the steps along the way and hearing probably things that you and I talked about that they wouldn't have heard otherwise.
Right, that was the kind of the fun thing that we were able to document it. And one day last week, I just come over and I was taking pictures, and I said, "Well, let's take pictures today." And a lady in the tow truck pulls up and says, "Hey, you know, hope you're making another video. I watch them every day, every night."
Then we made a video.
So we made a video for her.
Yeah, for her. She has no idea, but we had to make a video for her. But I love that. I mean, again, it can be a learning experience. You know, I think art in general can be that way. Like, art in general, okay, you see a picture on the wall, but I think if you see the process of how it was made, maybe you talk to the artist of what they're thinking, it's much more interesting. There's things to it you probably would never have considered.
Oh, yeah.
And then in the end, you just feel closer to it.
There were so many times over the last 3 weeks where you would just casually mention, like one day when you said, we were getting near the end, and you said, "We're using small brushes today."
Yeah,
and all of a sudden, it made sense that instead of doing the shirt or some of the even the face, you were now doing a lot of the more intricate things.
Yeah, that's the way it works. In the beginning, you have big brushes. In the beginning, you have a roller. You're rolling paint on the big brown paint, but then you start off with bigger brushes, and you go. Typically, the way I paint is you go lighter in color, a lot of the details, and then the brushes just keep getting smaller and smaller until you have a tiny little brush sign in your name and you walk away.
Yeah. 10 a.m. Saturday, you can be there with Rap Arts and Johnny's family and it'll be having gone through it the first time and having it there and knowing now it's so permanent.
And I think that's a relief for everybody knowing that, hey, look, everything was done the correct way on the correct surface. No reason why 20 years from now it won't still be there.
Yeah. Quick break, and we'll come back, talk a little bit more about this, and then jump into Art Attack coming up this fall in downtown Fredericksburg. Bill Harris here this morning. More on Newstalk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is Newstalk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial broadcasting station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on Newstalk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Bill Harrison this morning, Liberty Town Arts Workshop is where you can find him. If you go to libertytownarts.com, you'll see all the artists and you'll see Bill Harris there. And is that the best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah, I think so. It's easy to get a hold of me through Liberty Town. And they have pamphlets at the front that list all the classes, and I'm in there, and my phone number is on the pamphlet, and I'm easy to find.
So when you have the classes that you do, I mean, you do all levels of people coming in?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. People that have never done anything before. I get a lot of people that maybe did art at a younger age and then gave it up to either have a family or a career or whatever. They want to pick it up again at a later time. So I get all kinds, all ages. I've 16 to 80 in the 80s, yeah. I've had some students for over 12 years now. I think even more than that. And at that point, it becomes more of like a social group, because everybody in the class is super nice and helpful and supportive of each other. So it's a really neat community, I would say.
Well, and you've created a community just in giving them, your students, the ones that want to continue on, a forum and a place to put their art in some restaurants
downtown. So that's an interesting, I don't know if we talked about that before, but there's an interesting dynamic between the art world and the restaurant world in Fredericksburg. There's a whole bunch of restaurants that show local art. And I've tapped into that for my students to list Sammy T's Sunken Well, mm-hmm. Adventure Brewing Company, Red Dragon, Taparillo, Bella Monza, I think Curitiba. They all show artwork. And I think last year my students sold 94 paintings for $32,000.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. I think, and this year our sales are up even over last year, but I think that really says a lot about Fredericksburg, that the city is so supportive mm-hmm. of local art. And it's not like, you know, big name artists and you're buying it for an investment. They just buy it because they like it. It's reasonably priced and it's really well done. And, you know, credit the restaurants for allowing us to do that.
You just think of the economic impact that has. We talk about economic impacts for so many other things.
Yeah.
That alone and just the arts community itself in this town.
Yeah, and think about it. So, like, you buy local art. Well, that money stays here. It's not like we're giving money to some artist just coming into Fredericksburg for the weekend.
Yeah.
You know, you buy local art. It's funny. I always tell my students when they first sell something, you know, celebrate, go out to the restaurant, you know, go, but they're going to shop locally. That money stays here. It's just a great, great circle of commerce, I suppose.
Well, and the fact that they can take your classes, Bill, and, you know, if this is what they want to pursue and if they're, yeah. you know, if you think that it's good enough to be shown like that, it gives them an avenue to do that.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And we're lucky that way. I don't think most cities are as inviting to young artists or emerging artists as Fredericksburg is. I could have a student within a month have their work out into a restaurant. And there's a lot of, it's probably not interesting to talk about, but there's a whole other world of, okay, you can learn to paint, but there's so much that goes into getting your painting ready to put on a wall somewhere. Buying the frame, framing it, getting it in the frame, titling it, pricing it. A lot goes into that.
Yeah, and you're just focused on, I mean, the people
that... I do all that stuff.
Well, I know, but as an artist, yourself,
yeah.
you know, it's more than just taking the classes. And because I think of friends I had that were, you know, art majors in college and doing that. All you're doing is, you know, in those classes are just focusing on, you know, the colors and the brushes and the scheme and
yeah.
the paints. And you come in and we, you and Gabe and I have had this talk of there is that whole other, you get to make a living.
Yeah.
You got to be able to sell it and to present it.
Yeah. And it's interesting. The college, which is, we have a great college here and a great art program there. They don't really teach any of those things.
Yeah.
They don't teach, you know, presenting it, you know, how to do that.
Kind of the economics of painting.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. So, myself, Gabe, that's an important part of it because it's something that most people just don't even think about.
Did you have to learn it yourself?
Yeah, at some point you do, yeah.
Yeah.
You art is so regional, right? So what, let's say you do a painting in my class, one of the first questions would be, how much do I sell it for?
Right.
Now, what we sell it for in Fredericksburg, I can give you a great idea of what we would sell for in Fredericksburg, but that would be totally different if we were in Alexandria or D.C. or Richmond. Art is so regional that way. And I don't know how we got into this, but we sell art cheaper here than almost anywhere. Don't know why. I suppose it's good and bad. It's actually good for the people buying the art. It's not as good for the people selling the art, but, you know, none of them are coming to this, like, wanting to make a living right away. But so it's exciting, even if you sell a painting for couple hundred dollars, that's exciting, and it's almost rewarding in a sense, like, wow, I guess I am okay at this, I guess I can do this.
I would think it would would really get you to,
yeah, nothing makes me happier than when I call somebody for the first time to tell them they sold a painting,
yeah,
and they're almost in disbelief, like, wow, why would they do that, why would somebody buy my painting? Well, 'cause it's good and they liked it.
Now, just the presenting, I mean, picking out a frame, mm-hmm. knowing how to do that is, you know, probably at first need to
Yeah, absolutely.
Work with people on.
Yeah, no, there's a lot that goes into it, and yeah, and I'm not sure why, but that kind of stuff is not taught at the colleges or the high schools. I get a lot of people bring me artwork with no way of hanging. I'm like, well, how are we going to hang this? Well, I don't know. You know, so anyway, that's all of a learning part too. So the painting part's one of it, but then the presentation and all that is equally as important.
But just, I know in going to a lot of the restaurants that you mentioned, you see all the local art, and if you see something you like,
buy it.
Yeah, and go
again,
for it.
You know, you couldn't be doing a better thing, because again, that money's staying here locally, and those people will be probably out at that same restaurant buying dinner and celebrating that sale. So, yeah, it works.
Well, it's interesting talking to you and Gabe a lot about the art world, and you talk to Dee Dee and others about, you know, the potter, you know, with the potters and everything. This is a strong art community, and it's so many facets.
It's a huge art community. Like, I think more than I would rank us up against any city. The amount of the diversity of the arts, like you said, the pottery, jewelry making, musicians, you know,
right.
And the painters, it's just an endless thing. And I know we were going to lead into Art Attack, but you kind of see that during Art Attack, where you have all these different types of artists kind of going out there. And we have a really strong, thriving art community.
Well, and you see it with the art being sold. You see the potters. Number of the potters go all across the East Coast on the weekends.
Yeah,
I see where, you know, Trista or Kevin or Dee Dee. I mean, they're going to Richmond and into Pennsylvania and in all over the place showing their stuff.
Yeah, they're a hardworking group. You know, I'm much too lazy for that. I've shown many places, but it is a lot. It's a grind. You really, you got to embrace that, because that's not easy.
So Art Attack. Yep. This is 11 or 12. Because of COVID, it's hard to, we've lost track.
Yeah, the first year was 2012, and this is 14. I think this is the 12th year, but the 10th year on the street. I think it's something like that, or 11th year. I forget exactly, but hard to believe it's been going on that long.
It is a great event of where anybody can be an artist.
Anybody is an artist. Anybody can be an artist.
Yeah.
You can do anything you want. You can be any age. I don't know how specific we want to get into it, but anybody can contact me or Gay Pons down at Pawn Shop. And the next Art Attack's coming up in September 21st, I believe.
Okay.
And, you know, anybody has any information or any need any information, we're every year we're having somebody there that we've never had before that we figure out. Like, I know one year there was a guy cutting wood with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
That was a little much, but...
But it was fascinating to watch. Yeah, he was good at it.
Guy making masks, like these crazy, creepy rubber masks. So it'd be interesting. You know, every year there's people out there like, wow, I'd never seen that before. And that's what's exciting about it. And that's what's exciting about art.
So we will do a show closer to the time or later, you know, later this summer to talk about it, or maybe even a couple of shows to talk about it. But, you sign up and you go and you get a spot downtown, and
you do your thing,
and in my case, as you just walk up and down the streets, it's fascinating watching people.
And kind of like the mural, like you can kind of see the art being made, and you meet the artist, you can talk to the artist, which is I think it makes you connect with the art in a different way than you would if you're just seeing a piece of painting or a painting hanging on a wall. You're seeing it made, you're talking to the artist, asking questions, learning, because what we found out early on was most people have never, and you would say this, you've never seen art being made.
No.
So it's really an opportunity for people that are not artists to see art being made. And I think it's just a great learning experience.
Well, and you learn how to communicate what you're doing.
And you learned this early on, the artists aren't crazy, right?
Right. Yes.
Well, isn't it funny? You always tell the story when you and I first met years ago. You didn't know an artist.
You were the first artist I ever met.
Right. So, but you had this preconceived idea, like, well, they must be crazy.
He's not going to be talking in reality
right,
at all.
Right. No, there are artists that are like that, but most artists are this. You know, they're parents. They're, you know, coaches. They're normal people. I think that's a misconception. I think Art Attack has helped, you know, dispel the myth that we're all crazy.
I remember the time because I met you with Rob Grogan. Yep. Rob brought you in. And he told me, I'm going to bring Bill Harrison. We'll talk about Art Attack.
And I thought,
wow, we're going to talk for an hour?
Right.
And I walked out there, and you always sit in the same place in the waiting room. And I remember we talked for a few minutes, and I remember thinking, he seems pretty normal.
Right. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Imagine
and then that, we did, and we had a conversation just like this.
Yeah.
And it went on and on. And afterwards, I said, we got to do this more.
Yeah.
And you were like, yeah, I'd like to.
Well, now look at you. You're doing murals.
I'm doing murals. And yeah. I mean, yeah. I need to count all the murals that you and I have done. But it does. It makes you see. And you're able to talk about how'd you get into this. And
yeah.
And you've said that people have gone from Art Attack to, you know, becoming serious artists.
Yeah, yeah, it's a great stepping point. You know, like all you have to do is show up, and then you get confidence being out there by meeting people and other artists, and it's a great starting point.
Or you see people and you think, well, I can do that.
Yeah,
I ought to do that.
And that always happens, right? So I have a lot of students. I'll say, hey, do Art Attack. Nah, I don't want to do it. And but they'll go, and then they're like, oh wow, I could have done that. Right, I can do that. Yeah.
Well, it's just so interesting. It's such a it fits Fredericksburg so well.
Mm-hmm.
Just all the things that as we talk about the art community,
right?
This is just so it's so laid back.
Yeah, and luckily I had an art event that I thought was terrible in this town, and I'm not going to name it, but I thought it was really poorly conceived. The money went all to the wrong places.
Yeah,
and even one of the things that bugged me about this other unnamed art event was they would bring food trucks in, and that would just drive me crazy. Like, we have restaurants all over the place here.
Yeah.
Like, so one of the things I wanted Art Attack to do was benefit everybody, benefit the stores, the antique shops, mm-hmm. the restaurants, everybody. And it has. And we've talked to many people after the events. Some of them had their best days ever. I remember talking to Rena and Al, who own Sammy T's, and they had one of their best days ever, Art Attack. That's exactly it. I don't want... bringing people down here to eat from a food truck. And nothing wrong with food trucks. I like food trucks, but we have endless restaurants here, and why would we take the business from them?
Right.
That's why everybody in Fredericksburg has supported Art Attack, the business owners, because it's supporting them too.
I know the last few years, I mean, it's been great weather, and the streets have been packed.
Yep.
And whenever I get the feeling of it's too crowded down here, it's hard to take pictures. It's too crowded, and I think this is what you want.
That's exactly what we want.
Yeah.
And again, not just for us, not just for the artists, but for the whole city of Fredericksburg, and also the people coming to Fredericksburg. And you know, often we'll have people visiting from out of town, like, wow, this is a great event. This is really cool, and just adds, you know, it just adds to the flavor and the color of Fredericksburg. And it's just one day.
The best part though, the last few years have been, because you've been across from Gulrich's the last
mostly
few years, and the one year when there was this girl, was she dancing?
No, she's there. She was there this year too. She's been there a couple of years. I think the last 3 years. She does these spray paint.
That's like, what it is.
Like over pot lids and makes these planets.
Yeah,
and it's really interesting. It's really interesting to watch, and she's a really good performer. So she draws these massive crowds, and often her crowds like kind of push me out of the way.
It's
like,
great. Yeah.
I have to move, right.
There's Bill Harris. Right, he's done all this work in the community. But
don't you know who I am?
Could you move over a little bit?
That's exactly.
We need some more room.
Yeah. Like her crowd, they couldn't care less about old fashioned old man art. And but that's great. I don't.
Yeah.
it's really fun. It's fun to watch, and you know, one of the things I've learned about doing art so long is the art buyers have changed, right? It's not the people that were buying art 30 years ago are no longer buying art, and the tastes have changed.
Hmm.
And I will say what she was doing is it appeals to a much younger audience compared to my old man oil painting art.
Yeah. Bill Harris here this morning. Again, Art Attack is September 21st, and we'll talk more about this.
Yeah.
But if you do want to find out more in advance, I think that there's a website. It's like Art Attack.
ArtAttackProject.com.
Yeah, something like that. And you can get all kinds of information there. Or Gabe Ponds, Bill Harris, you know, Google them, look them up, and contact them. But Art Attack on September 21st in downtown Fredericksburg. 10 o'clock Saturday morning, Rap Arts dedicates the Johnny Johnson mural that Bill did. We'll wrap this up this morning again by talking about that that is going on Saturday. The Johnny Johnson mural is on Sophia Street right across from the old warehouse. When you are going over the Chatham Bridge, you'll see it on the left when you come into the city. And if you want to check it out before Saturday. LibertyTownArts.com if you want to find out more about Bill Harrison. We'll conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Bill Harris here this morning. He is the artist on the Johnny Johnson mural that you'll see on Sophia Street in downtown Fredericksburg. 10 o'clock Saturday, you and Rap Arts unveil it all.
Yep, Rap Arts is it's their baby. They're the ones who conceived this idea, and I just did the painting. Part of Johnny's family will be down there and doing a little addition to the mural. The president of Johnny's fraternity, who also donated $1,000 to this, will be there talking a little bit. And I imagine members of Rap Arts will also speak.
Boy, for Rap Arts, congratulations to them for pulling this off and not wanting just to say, well, we tried.
Yeah.
And, you know, they wanted that. They liked that that mural and wanted it redone, and they made it happen.
Yeah, in the same spot that it was.
Same spot.
Because we spent time in the winter looking, and they did, and I was with them looking for other spots. But they decided, hey, we wanted it this spot, and they were very creative in coming up with a way to make it happen, which wasn't easy, and it wasn't cheap either. You know, so good. You know, congratulations to Rap Arts.
Well, and you hope that they've gotten some people maybe interested now in donating to the arts and to see what can be done, and you know, hopefully they can build on this. I know they've got great plans,
and they want to, do other things. So yeah, maybe this is it shows you it's a good group of people over there that, you know, I think if they put their mind to anything, it could happen. And you know, this is the first of hopefully many things that they'll do.
Lisa Durham and Kathy Walker come in here every year before Porch Fest, and we talked to them. They came over and saw the mural a couple Saturdays ago, and we're just you know, to see it up close. There's something about it. The one thing to drive by it, but to actually see any mural up close,
it's different.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, honestly, they're not meant to look at up close. They look better from a little distance. You don't want to get too close. Because you're painting it in a way to make it look good from a distance,
which
often doesn't translate when you're up close.
But it's a great look on when you're, like you say, when you come over the Chatham Bridge and look over there now. That whole in the way they have there's kind of a framed it with white paint on part of that building.
Yeah, it really looks. I think even better than the past. It's funny. It never occurred to me or anybody when we first had done it.
Yeah,
we just did it on the gray, so there was a gray paint surrounding it, which didn't really do it justice, but the white looks great. It was a good idea, whoever thought of that.
It was so interesting because the little bit of the bottom before the white paint now covers it up, but you could see part of the old one, and it was just remarkably close.
It was.
The lines were just really close.
Yeah, it was a few inches off one way or the other. But that was neat. It was neat to see. And I actually used that a little bit.
You did.
The apron. I had to use the old apron.
The apron was great because you freehanded that whole thing, and that was fun.
To do that
whole thing. We had a lot of laughs about that. The whole thing. I mean, to actually have his family there again and
to
go through that will be a nice kind of conclusion to all of this.
Yeah, and I think you might have posted the original photo of Johnny signing it. So,
yeah,
it'll be a good day.
And it's been like we started off saying, it's been a long road for you, you know, having to answer the questions of no, it's not my fault,
right?
And it's the building, and something will be done to finally have it done now and behind you, and to have it look so good.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks to Rap Arts for hiring me.
And it can't be your last mural.
You know me. I've been complaining about murals for 20 years.
You have.
Absolutely my last.
I'm getting too old for this.
I'm getting too old to climb up and down scaffolding. This is my last mural until probably the fall when I probably do another one.
Yeah. Bill Harris, Liberty Town Arts Workshop. Bill, thank you so much. We'll talk Art Attack again with you and Gabe and get into that real soon. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Ben.
That is it. Thank you for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.